Hi, I'm Mike Mazzalongo, and this is the Bible Talk video blog. Today's blog entry is entitled, Save Iran. You know, the hidden danger in our conflict with Iran is the thought that it's okay to hate our enemies. The media likes to whip up a frenzy of conflict, framing this situation as simply a good guy versus a bad guy scenario. Before we get carried away, however, it would do us well to remember how God feels about our enemy and the people of this nation. As I live, declares the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. There's no doubt that this regime is responsible for all kinds of atrocities, even among its own people, and it is important to deter such aggression lest it become a destabilizing factor in the region of the Middle East. However, my worry is that we become insensitive to the plight of innocent people in our thirst to beat down the bullies who rule them. Bombing Iran, for example, means bombing the people of Iran, not just its leaders. Now, it may have to come to this in a situation where their provocation leaves few alternatives, but should we all be so happy about it? We need to remember that God never wanted Iranians dead. He wanted them saved. Perhaps if we had done a better job in searching for souls in this area instead of searching for oil, we wouldn't be in the mess we are in today. Well, this is Mike Mazzalongo, and you've been watching the Bible Talk video blog. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.